Amen. Today's message is the virus. Somebody say the virus. The virus is real. Oh, Lord Jesus. Do y'all see that wording? The virus is real, but my God. Somebody say my God. My God is bigger. We're not going to deny the virus, but I know that my God is bigger than that. Amen? It says that his name is above every name. It says every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Amen? I'm talking about every name. Amen? The virus is real, but my God is bigger. My first scripture would be 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Can y'all say amen? Amen. Now, just so you know that life is filled with expected and unexpected adversities of varying degrees. Believers must be conscious of God's plan to help us get through. Amen? Though this lesson does not glorify adversity, but it aims to magnify the power of God to deliver, amen, to protect us as people. No matter what you're going through, I don't care, you know, I say this all the time, that no matter what's out there, you know what, I know God's going to protect me, amen? But whatever's out there, I'm not going looking for it, amen? I don't want that virus, amen? I'm not going to go looking for that virus. I'm going to tend to my own business, amen? Amen? Amen. What'd you say? Oh, she said she got too much in your what? In her body, amen. Come on, somebody. Too much, amen. So anyway, it says, there has no temptation taken you, but it's coming to man. There is no temptation taken you, that say, but God. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptations, say with the temptations. When temptations are things that we may be tempted with, we may be tempted to say, you know what, I might get that virus. Come on, somebody. What if another temptation? What if I get that virus? Well, this is what I know. It says, but with the temptation also, he'll always make a way to escape. Amen? That we may be able to bear it. No matter what the state is, you know what? We're going to still be able to bear it. Amen? You know what? I have something on down through here that y'all are going to be able to relate to. But you know what? We're not going to be those people. Amen? People have been acting fools. Somebody say acting fool. I saw some woman, she had 50 bags of rolls of toilet tissue with 6 in each bag. I'm talking about 50, and she had 3 carts. Amen. There's nothing she going to do with all that paper. Amen. What she going to do when she find out that it's over, she going to try to sell that paper back. Amen. Come on, somebody. And she going to keep her receipt because she bought it at Walmart. You know, Walmart will take anything back. Amen. 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 Yeah, she going to try to take it back. Amen. But anyway, one reality of life in Christ is that we are not exempt, we, from experiencing the adversities of life. We are not exempt from what we're seeing right now. If we keep living, we're going to continue to see things. Amen. But it's according to how we respond to those things that will determine how our life is. Amen. I'm not going to lock up. Amen. Come on, somebody. The only way that I'm going to be locked in my house is they say, the law say, that I can't come out. But until then, I'm going to continue to come out, amen. I'm going to continue to enjoy my life, amen. Amen. I'm not going to be, you know the word they say, I'm not going to be on lockdown, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So encountering troubles does not mean that you have done anything wrong. Come on, somebody. Just because you're going through trouble doesn't mean that you did anything wrong. Because trouble is always there, amen. So whenever trouble comes up, maybe it's just a test to see if you're going to really trust God, amen. You know what, I'm going to trust God, I'm going to believe God, that God is going to bring me out, amen. See, it does not mean that God is displeased with you, amen. But adversity comes as a part of cycles of life. There are cycles of life, amen. After this number 19 leave, guess what? 20 is coming. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. Amen. Amen. Once a storm comes, there's always another storm brewing. The way I look at this is that I look at the Gulf doing storm season. Amen. As one goes away, what happens? There's another one brewing. Amen. But just because it's blowing don't mean it has to have my name on it. Come on, somebody. Amen. Name it something else. Amen. See, now the first thing we're going to look at is trouble and adversity is coming to us whether we are saved or unsaved. Amen. People think because they get saved and they give their life to Christ that they're exempt from trouble. I come to tell you, I come to serve notice to you, amen. The devil will crank it up on you, amen. They'll let other people just do everything, amen. Do whatever they want to do, amen. But eventually their day is coming too, amen. But see, it says in the word that God is not mocked, amen. If I'm going to live for him, I'm going to live for him. And that's what we have to do. We have to remember that, amen. See, this is what we have to do. We must have to develop a strategy. Somebody say a strategy. For handling adverse and troubling situations so that we can invite God's participation to bring us out of this victorious. Amen. You know what I see right now? I see people that believe in the true and living God. Amen. Amen. Some people said, well, because y'all are gathered, I'm not going to come. But that's not what y'all said. Amen. Y'all said, you know what? Come hell or high water. Amen. As long as the water don't get too high. Come on, somebody. I'm going to trust God. Amen. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to fellowship with people of God. Amen. See, with trouble, either you are facing oncoming trouble. With trouble. With things. Either you are facing oncoming or you are in the midst of trouble. Come on, somebody. Anybody in the midst of trouble? Or you are coming out of some trouble. You're either in three phases of trouble. It's oncoming, meaning trouble is on the way. Amen. Or you're in the midst of trouble. Amen. Or you just escaped trouble. Amen. You know what? Out of all those, I like escaping trouble. Amen. Come on, somebody. Can I get somebody to say amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. I like to get out of trouble. Amen. Amen. I didn't used to like to get my tail whipped. Amen. The whipping part is the hard part. Amen. Well, I had a dad, he was a professional beater, amen. Come on, somebody. He was good at his job, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I never known him to miss a lick, amen. Come on, somebody. He was good, amen. Matter of fact, you know what? They should have gave him a medal and said expert butt beater, amen. Come on, somebody. But did I deserve it? Yeah, I deserved it, amen. Because you know what? What I knew was trouble didn't last all time, amen. I had a sister. She wouldn't cry. I said, girl, you must be crazy, Jay. Because he's going to make you cry. Amen. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to just start crying before he got me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 But trouble. Somebody say trouble. Trouble don't last always. Amen. And the thing about it, and the thing I want to say to you, regardless of what's going on in the nation, we're coming out. Amen. Amen. And we're going to come out in flying colors. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, we look at the testimony of Scripture, and it revealed many types of trouble and troubling situations. Adam had trouble. Come on, somebody. Adam had trouble because he was disobedient. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about trouble. Job had trouble. Job had trouble because the devil wanted to test him to see if he would really trust in God and not curse his God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Are we cursing God about what's going on today? Are we giving God some glory? See, in this thing, we're supposed to point people to God. Amen. You know what? You may be upset or you may be thinking about this thing, but you know what? I know a God that's able. Someone say a God that's able. Amen. And then Jehoshaphat. Y'all know Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was a praiser, amen. And when his enemies came, guess what he did? He started praising, amen. So that's what we have to do sometime. Whenever the enemy comes, you know, I'm going to praise my way through this, amen. How can you sing in a strange land, amen? I can sing because I know who saved me and who holds my future, amen. Come on, somebody. There was also a widow in 1 Kings. The widow had lack, amen. Come on. Has anybody had lack? I'm looking this way. Come on. Has anybody had lack in the house, amen? But come on, somebody. But I come to tell you, we serve a God that's able, amen. Come on, somebody. Has anybody had debt in the house? Oh, everybody ought to clap their hands because everybody's had debt in the house, amen. But I found out in Scripture where God got rid of somebody's debt, amen. Come on, somebody. And then I have, these are trouble, testimony of trouble, but people came out. The prodigal son, amen. Everybody know the prodigal son. Every now and again, we have to have a hog pen experience, amen. I mean, y'all know hog pen. hog pen is not where you're supposed to be, but it's where you are right now. Amen. But you know what? Every now and again, you got to shake yourself. Amen. Somebody say, shake myself. Amen. Every now and again, you got to stop being so religious and shake yourself and say, you know what, God, I'm coming home. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. David had trouble. David had a lot of trouble. But David also had trouble with his children. He had trouble with his son called Absalom. Amen. But what I found out is that God bought him out. Say, God bought him out. Amen. Paul and Silas. Everybody know Paul and Silas. They were good old boys. But they did good, and guess where they ended up? In jail. But what did they do in jail? They praised the Lord. And when they begin praising at midnight, amen. I come to tell somebody that this may be your midnight hour, amen. But you got to praise him, amen. It says all of a sudden the jail shook, amen. And all the doors, come on somebody. I don't know about you, but I need an open door every now and again, amen. Okay, you can do what you want to. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to praise him, amen. Then there were the disciples. The disciples had trouble at sea, amen. And that's the way that old virus is. That virus is something unexpected, amen. But what I found out is that eventually, you know what, there was somebody that was asleep in the lower part of the ship. Come on, somebody, amen. It says they had to go wake him up, amen. And they said when they woke him up, he, oh ye a little faith, amen. He spoke to the sea. He spoke to the storm. And guess what he said? He said, peace. Come on, somebody. Be still. I truly believe that all he did that be still just for them. Amen. I think all he had to do was just say, peace. Amen. And it was done. Amen. And you know what? I prophesy to you that today that God is going to speak peace in your life. Amen. You're not going to go through worrying about if you're going to get it. Amen. You know what? You're not going to get it. Amen. Because the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is going to keep our minds. Come on, somebody. Stay on him. Am I in the right house? Amen. Troubles and adversities we face are only obstacles to be used to point to our God. Amen. And not to the situation. In John 10:10, it says the thief. Somebody say the thief. It says the thief cometh, not to cometh, but for to steal and kill and destroy. And he said that I like that I, because he said, I am come that you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Amen. Personal trouble may come. And personal trouble is trouble that threatens your internal peace. We need internal peace today. We need peace to know that we're going to come out of this thing. Amen. No matter how big it is, whatever it is, it's not coming nigh us. Amen. A thousand may fall. And you know what? Let me go ahead and say this. I did not say that the virus won't come, but it's not coming to my house. Amen. Yeah. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all can say whatever you want to say. The Doty household where I live, it'd be the last place it come. Amen. Y'all better start confessing that. Amen. Not my house. Amen. Not my house. Somebody say, not my house. You have to say that. Not my house. Amen. Another thing is emotional trouble comes. Trouble that threatens how I think or how I feel. Amen? We have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen? See, the reality of what I am seeing does not counsel the will of God to help me. Somebody say, God to help me. How many of y'all need God to help? I'm trying to encourage you today, amen. Everybody ought to be raising their hand because we all need God's help, amen. We need God's help whatever we're doing. We need if we're dealing with people other than ourselves, come on, I need God's help, amen. I need God's help when Gary called me on my phone. I said, Lord, help me. To keep the right mind, amen, and say the right thing, amen. Because Gary is getting ready to say something, I'm going to have to talk real bad to Gary, amen. Come on, somebody, Lord, say, Lord, help me. Do any of y'all have people like that in y'all lives, amen, in y'all family, amen? There's always somebody, amen. And then, after they do that, then they give you an encouraging word, amen. Come on, somebody, that's the people you say, that's the people we love, amen. But anyway, say anyway. Anyway. No matter what we're going through, it's not going to cancel the will of God for my life. Amen? Me reigning over what I am experiencing is written in our covenant. Amen? I know it's written in covenant because I'm telling you, I have so many scriptures because I found this because I need to know for myself. Amen. I need to know what you did. You cough? Come on, somebody. Oh Lord! Now, when she coughed, everybody said, "Who coughed?" Come on, somebody. We have to know that it's written in covenant, amen? Because the word of God says in 1 John 5:4-5, it says, for whatsoever, or whosoever, or us, but it says whatsoever is born of God, overcometh the world. If we are born of God, we're overcomers, amen? And in this victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth? Come on, somebody. Do we have any believers in the house? That Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. We're going to overcome. Say overcome. But it goes on to say in Psalms 34:19, it says many. Somebody say many. Many are the afflictions. Somebody know that scripture. I just heard somebody say, many are the afflictions of the righteous. It says, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. Deliver them out of them all. No matter what you're going through, there's going to always be afflictions in this life. Amen. But what I know is that no matter what I'm going through, the Lord is going to deliver me out of them all. Amen. See, our ability to reign and not get caught up in the madness. Y'all know the madness. Y'all know the madness. Have y'all been to Walmart lately? Come on, somebody. The madness of nothing being on the shelf. Hey, come on, somebody. Have y'all been in the dollar store? Yeah. Nothing on the shelf. Amen. Have y'all been to any of the stores? Amen. Y'all tell Pastor been riding around to the store trying to find my stuff. Amen. Come on, somebody. but the madness of nothing being on this depends on the revelation I have and the attitude I choose to adopt about what God is going to do in my life. Amen. God promised me victory over this thing. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hand sanitizer. Somebody say hand sanitizer. Somebody say soap. Is hand sanitizer better than soap? Which one is best? I hear somebody say soap, and I hear somebody say sanitizer. Amen. They said soap. I'm just saying this because we have to realize that even though they're out of this, guess what? They still have this. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because everybody thinks because it says hand sanitizer, amen, that it sanitizes everything. It is not 99% alcohol. You're wasting your money. Amen. Come on, somebody. Now I guess y'all finna go buy the soap out. Come on, somebody. But I'm just saying, we need to know that, amen. And it's a certain way you have to wash your hands, amen. You can't just run in there and I'm through. No, you got to wash your hands, baby. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you, this is wash your hands 101. I know y'all doing like this, but you have to use your thumbs. Look, I know y'all already knew that. See, I've been through the health class. You have to use your thumbs, and you have to. I'm telling you, you can't just do this and wipe your hands and go, amen. Say, but God. But God is able, amen. We're not going to be fearful in this thing, amen. And I have one more thing. This right here is called 409 multi-surface cleaner. And it says it kills 99.9% of the bacteria. Every now and again, I know y'all don't use this, but every now and again, women, do y'all use this? Amen. Every now and again, you need to spray this. Amen. You need to spray it on something and wipe it off. Amen. And, you know, I'm not trying to have you fearful, but I'm just saying we have to know what works and what don't work. Amen. You know, I know somebody saying, well, why are you showing that in church? Because I care about y'all. Amen. They gave the information to me, so you know what? I'm giving the information out. Amen. Somebody say amen. I hear somebody say, well, why come we didn't counsel church and y'all just have internet? Why? I know somebody said that. Why don't y'all just do like everybody else? Because the consensus said that you don't even watch that. Am I looking in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm not looking at nobody, but I'm just saying. But we need to know. We need to know. Amen. I know this is not your shouting message, but this is a message that's going to get us over, regardless of what we come against. Amen? See, Jesus talked about trouble but in victorious terms. Amen? He talked about trouble, but in victorious terms, and we cannot be in denial. Amen? He said, these things that I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. They might have peace. In the world, you will or you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheer. Somebody said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Have anybody overcome the world? He's overcome the world just for us. Amen? Boy, y'all, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. They want me to hear it because they think... They said, we ain't going to catch that vibe. We done took this risk of coming out here. Pastor done got, he got one member in here coughing, and he sound a little hoarse. Do we out of virus? Amen. Come on, somebody. Has he been tested? Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know that's what y'all saying. Everybody looking. You with Janice and Gary look closer than they are. They got gaps in between them. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm like, everybody gapping, amen. I'm looking at my mom and dad. They hold their hands like this, amen. He went and shake our hand. But see, we found out we're not supposed to shake. Look, come on, give me some. Oh, he did that. Amen, amen. But this is what I really want to say. We cannot be in denial, amen. We just have to remember that God... Whenever there was trouble, he always had a rescue, amen. Somebody was there to rescue us, amen. Now, this is what he said in his word. He said, if you call on me in a day of trouble, somebody say, call on me, I will deliver thee. Say, if you call on me, I will deliver you. We need to call on Lord. We need to call on him. Instead of magnifying that virus, we need to magnify God. Amen. Because you know what we know? We know that my God, somebody say my God. My God is bigger. Amen. Now, I just want to drop this. Since trouble has shown up at your front door, come on somebody, and you already answered the door, avoiding that trouble is impossible. So if you already... have said, I might get that virus. Come on, somebody. We're going to shut that door today. And we're going to say, by his stripes. By his stripes. Somebody say, by his stripes. I am healed. Amen. I expect to live abundant life. But now, if I get the virus, somebody say, if I get the virus, I will not die. Come on, somebody. Just because you get the virus don't mean it's time for your life to expire. Amen. If I get the virus, I'm going to be a testimony for the virus. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm going to testify for God. Amen. They're going to be saying, what God does he serve? Amen. Because I know that he had that virus. And the operative word is that he had. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And I just heard somebody say, well, he crazy. Yeah, I am. I'm crazy for Christ. Amen. Nothing shall come nigh me. Amen. Though sickness and disease may attack my body, it won't stay here long. Amen. Because this is the dwelling place of the Most High God. Amen. Come on, somebody. I did not say it wouldn't come. I just say it won't last. So somebody say it won't last. Now, questions we ask when facing these times that God's word answers. So why are we going through this trouble? Somebody say, why are we going through this trouble? And these may not be what you agree with, but this is what God told me. Sometimes it's human error. Somebody say human error. Sometimes we go through things because of human error. Amen? I have a scripture that says, Luke 15:13 says, and not many days after younger son gathered all together and took, this was the prodigal son. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. Now, supposedly, this virus, and I keep saying this virus, say this virus. Supposedly, if you read anything, this virus was transferred from an animal. Come on, somebody. From an animal that is known to carry this virus, amen. Let me tell you this, I don't eat bat soup. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. They know that bats carry this, amen. And you know what? I don't eat snakes. I run from snakes, amen. Am I in the right house? I'm telling you, they said that this virus, those things are known to carry those viruses, amen. If that thing, if a bat, well, I'm not going to eat a bat anyway, amen. Come on, somebody. If I know that something carries a virus, why am I going to taste of it? Amen. If I know you got chicken pox and I ain't never had chicken pox, well, I'm gonna be hugging on you, amen. Come on, somebody, that's foolish. Amen. How many in here eat bad soup? Oh, so y'all good. Amen. y'all don't have the virus. Amen. Y'all don't have the virus. I mean, people in here eat snakes. He said, look away from me. Amen. Well, y'all are good. Amen. Say, I don't have the virus. Amen. But they still don't know exactly where it came from. But they did say that animals transfer that. Amen. So that's just a thing. And that's human error. Satanic attack. Say satanic attack. Sometimes satanic attack will cause trouble. Amen. Just because you all of a sudden decide you're going to live for God, guess what? He's going to turn up the heat. Amen. Amen. You get your praise dance on and just talk about how good God is. Amen. How God done brought me out. How he done delivered me. Amen. And next thing you know, he done hit you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because you know what? You're not exempt from that. Amen. Amen. Satanic attack. The next thing is challenge of times. Say challenge of times. Challenge of times. And I like looking at this because there was a guy named Elijah that sat beside a brook. You know the brook. But you know what happened to the brook? The brook dried up. Amen. The brook where God told him to go. Come on, somebody. The brook dried up. Amen. And that's the challenge of time. Just because you're doing something from God, you're not exempt from the times. Amen. Say the times. Times will bring about a change. Amen. Now, contrary to some religious believers, God does not send trouble. I know it got quiet on that one. That trouble did not come from God. Amen. Now, I did not say that the trouble didn't come, but God does not send trouble. But God will use the trouble to get you to turn to him. Amen. Amen. God will use that trouble that the devil sent. Amen. That the devil brought. Because you have to actually read Job and read what they said in Job. Amen. Amen. Do you have a hedge protection? Is a hedge of protection around y'all in here? If a hedge of protection of God is around you, guess what? The devil is on the way. Say the devil is on the way. Amen. If you don't think he's coming, you just keep living. Amen. But what you have to realize is that God will always make a way to escape. Amen. What you're going through, Michael, won't last for always. Amen. And see, that's the thing I like about Michael. Michael will say, I know it's not going to last always. It's only temporary. Amen. And God is about to bring me out. Right, Michael? Can you say that one more time? He said, yes, sir. Amen. Come on, somebody. Can somebody say, yes, sir? Amen. Amen. See, because we have something called mercy. Somebody say mercy. We have something called grace. And we also have a long-suffering God that preserves us during tough times. No matter how long or how long it takes, I'm still going to trust God. Amen. Somebody say, trust God. Until God, I'm not going to look to nobody else. Until God brings me out, you know what? We're just going to ride in this raggedy car. Hey, come on, somebody. Y'all know raggedy. Amen. Did I say raggedy? Amen. We're going to ride in this broke down car. Amen. We're going to ride in this broke down car until God brings us out. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, a lot of people don't want to be seen in a broke down car. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? As long as I'm doing what God told me to do, I will not be broke down for long. Come on, somebody say for long. Amen. Because it's not going to last always. Amen. I'm not going to always look like this. I may not have all you have. Come on, somebody. But you know what? God is going to bring me. Say, God is going to bring me out. If God's going to bring you out, you have to rehearse your God path and know that God has your back. Amen. When you know God has your back, you talk trash. Amen. Come on, somebody. I was not a fighter. Y'all may have read my story. Couldn't fight a lick. But I had some partners that would throw down, amen. Amen. I had some partners that whooped somebody for me, amen. Whooped them real good, amen. And then told me to hit them, and I wouldn't even hit them. Amen. Come on, somebody. I was not a fighter, amen. But word got out around town. Come on, somebody. That boy, he's a bad man, amen. Don't mess with him, amen. Not knowing that it was my friend, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. And my friends, oh, glory to God, man. My friends are in heaven right today, amen. Larry Wallace and Kenneth Rogers, amen. They beat the old bully up for me, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, they beat him. They whooped him real good, amen. Amen. when you just stand over, no, I'm finna go home, amen. Because he might get up, amen. And then it's gonna show up be a fight, amen. Y'all gonna see me get whooped by a whoop man, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So choose to rehearse your God path. And I'm gonna say this. I really need to say that because there's something in that. Because I didn't have to get off the bus. Amen. Come on, somebody. But somebody encouraged me to get off the bus. Amen. Y'all gonna stop letting people encouraging y'all to do wrong things. Amen. And not all that. It was a coach that told me, "Oh, you just gonna sit back there. You gonna go fight." Well, my mom and daddy didn't raise me to fight, amen. I'm a lover, amen. Come on, somebody, I love somebody, amen. I'll give you my last dime, amen. No, I'm not gonna fight. No. But I let that man talk me into getting off that bus. But Kellen and Larry, they knew enough. They knew that I wasn't, because they were my friends, they knew that I wasn't a fighter. So that guy put up his thing. I'm like, what are you doing? He put up his things, and this thing I know, he was on the ground. Larry done knocked him out. Amen. See, that's the way God would do for us. Amen. Whenever we're going through something, he's going to always be with us. The devil thought he had you, but you know what? God has a better plan for you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. So get a vision. Somebody say, get a vision beyond what you're facing. Amen. Somebody say, get a vision. You have to get a vision of your victory, amen. Some of y'all need to get a victory dance, amen. Y'all need to get a victory song, amen. I have a victory song that says, "Victory is mine," amen. Can't sing a lick, but I can still sing, "Victory is mine," amen. Somebody say, "Victory is mine." Then you need to choose to value a good relationship with a good God, amen. Somebody say, "A good relationship." Good relationship means I love the Lord, amen. Amen. I don't care what you say. I don't care how I'm living or what I'm doing. You know what? I still love the Lord, amen. Don't judge me, amen. You need to judge yourself, amen. Amen. Because people will see you doing things or being places or acting up, and they will judge you. Don't judge me. Judge yourself. If the Word of God says, "He without sin," come on, somebody, let him cast the first stone. Amen. Stop throwing rocks when you live in glass houses. Amen. Come on, somebody. The next thing you need to do is choose victorious believers to encourage you. Say, encourage you in your faith. Every now and again, you need to get around people that will speak wellness into your life. Amen. See, each and every person there, I believe that you're going to make it. Amen. Not only do I believe you're going to make it, I know you're going to make it. Amen. I know that this too is going to pass. Amen. We have victory in Jesus. Amen. I look at my parents, my new parents. They said, "New parents?" Amen. Yeah, they be the parents. Amen. Amen. This too shall pass. No matter what you're going through, y'all just keep living for God, and God's going to bring to pass those things that you need to take care of your new child. Amen. He said, "I'm the granddaddy." No, you're the daddy right now. Amen. Come on, somebody. You be that baby daddy. Amen. And you be that baby mama. Amen. Come on, somebody. But y'all need to rehearse that. Come on, somebody. This too shall pass. Amen. We have greater days ahead than we do behind. And the best, come on somebody, the best is yet to come. And because I'm holding and loving on my grandson, he's going to grow up and be a mighty man. I'm going to, come on somebody, I'm just telling you, amen. Trouble don't last always, amen. Come on somebody, amen. Somebody said, "That ain't their baby." Oh, what? Get y'all some business. Amen, that's their baby, amen. Look just like him, amen. Look at it. Amen. And look the way he rocking it. That's a daddy, amen. Look. The baby done went to sleep with daddy, amen. And I just want to say that to y'all. Y'all awesome. Amen. Come on, give them a hand clap, amen. The last thing that I have, and we're almost there, is choose to speak the end in the midst of trouble, amen. Somebody say, choose to speak the end. In the midst of trouble. I had a lot of scriptures in between a lot, but I saw y'all was getting bored behind those scriptures. So anyway, I saw y'all. I saw some of y'all one-eyed. I saw some of y'all blinking. I saw some of y'all coughing. Amen. But anyway, let's go to that last scripture. Remember, choose to speak. Somebody say, choose to speak. the end in the midst of trouble. And I just come to tell you that this virus is just one of those troubles. Amen. In the book of Mark 11:23-24, and we all know this one. It should be your last one, Willie. Right to your right before your last one. It says, "For verily, verily, I say unto you." Somebody say, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." That whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, watch what you say. What did it say? "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt." Somebody say, "Shall not doubt." In his heart, but shall believe all those things which he said shall come to pass. What does it say after that? He shall have whatsoever he saith. Then it says, I think it's something else after that. I think it's one more scripture, 24. It says, therefore, somebody say, therefore. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. Somebody say, I believe. That you receive them and you shall have them. No matter how large it gets, you know what? I'm going to trust in a true and living God. I'm going to say, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and I shall. Y'all have to start rehearsing that. You know what? Coronavirus, you cast into the sea. Amen. Come on, somebody. If y'all don't speak to it, you're going to allow for it to come. I'm telling you. You need to start speaking, amen. Because you have to realize that we are speaking spirits, amen. We just live in this body, but we need to start speaking the word of God, amen. Out of the mouth is power, amen. We have to start saying things, amen, instead of just letting them happen. And then the last thing I have is choose on purpose. Someone say choose on purpose. Choose on purpose to bless the Lord for sustaining results. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise is going to continually be in my mouth. Amen. I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. It says in Hebrews, in closing, 11:15, it says, by him. Somebody say, by him. Therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. From now on, instead of complaining, we need to start giving thanks to God, amen. Because God brought you from a mighty long way, amen. And if it had not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be today, amen? Amen. You could have been dead. Come on, somebody, sleeping in your bed, amen. But you're not, amen. I thank God that he's given us another day, amen. So I just came this morning to tell you that let us be the testimony, amen, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See, the common denominator in adverse situations that turned out victorious was believers' knowledge of how to invite God's intervention into every situation. Amen. We need to start saying, you know what, God, I want you to come in. I want you to Lord my life. I want you to protect my immune system. Come on, somebody. I want you to protect my immune system. And we say that especially when we speak to healthcare workers like mine. She's not over there by herself because she's a healthcare worker. She quarantined. Yes, she quarantined. But we need to start praying for our healthcare workers, because if we don't have healthcare workers that are healthy, what are we going to do? Amen? Amen. And we cover mine. We cover mine with the blood. But mom better wear those gloves and no mask while she's working on those people. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Amen. But we cover mom in the blood. We cover all our healthcare workers. Amen. We cover like Gary. Gary, how many people do you serve? Gary served thousands of people. But he's gloved up. Amen. And we have to cover Gary in the blood. You're around thousands of people in your job. She's around thousands of people in her job. And you know what? We just have to, if you serve thousands of people, all y'all are around, D, you're around people. And you just have to know, I just came this morning to tell y'all, you too, oh man, you could have, we just have to cover y'all in the blood. And whenever the devil shoots a thought, you have to tell him, no. I'm covered by the blood. Amen. Can y'all say I'm covered by the blood? See, our God will see us through because his name is above every name. Amen. Say his name is above every name. Amen. Y'all know I make fun of this stuff because I try to figure out what kind of mask do they have on. Amen. I saw somebody with a duck bill mask yesterday. Amen. I'm like, they're coming up with it. They're coming up with everything. Amen. And then you have to try to figure out, are they sick? Are they trying to keep from getting sick? Amen. So the best thing I do with them is just give them a wide path. Amen. Come on, somebody. But I'm not going to be fearful. Amen. Walmart is still my store. Amen. I'm still handing out flowers in Walmart. The crowd has gotten smaller, but I'm still handing them out. And so, don't be fearful, amen. Amen? Amen. Y'all okay?
Yeah.
We can't be ignorant during this time. Amen? You know, we have a lot of pastors that are addressing this coronavirus and what they think. And, you know, all we have to do, we really don't know no more than they know. And a lot of them are guessing at what they think. Amen. So, all we have to do is trust God. Amen.